The Romantic Tragedies of a Drama King, written and read by Harry Trevoldwyn. To all the romances that didn't get a chance to happen, and to all the ones that still can. Dear John Pierre, I regret to inform you that this will be the last letter you ever receive from me. You see, this year, I've decided to get a boyfriend, and unfortunately, for you, I simply don't have the time to both continue my pen pal responsibilities and give this new task the focus it requires. I don't want to lie to you and say that getting a boyfriend is the only reason I'm stopping my letters. I think, Jean-Pierre, you are partly to blame. We have been writing letters to each other for nearly 2 years now, and there hasn't been the slightest hint that you'll invite me to France, despite me having invited you to my house several times. Invitations which you have, rather rudely, ignored. There was also the issue last year when you addressed your letter to someone called Felix and, in the process, made it abundantly clear that ours was not an exclusive writing relationship. Have you invited Felix to Normandy, Jean-Pierre? Don't even bother responding to that because I shan't reply. Lastly, and I don't quite know when this happened, but I've noticed that we now write all of our letters in English, and because of this, my French has not improved at all. I wish you well, and I hope that life is kind to you, and despite all of this, I genuinely hope that you get into the tennis team this year. I know how important that is to you. But, like I said, this is the last you will ever hear from me. Kind regards, à bientôt, Patrick Simmons. Patch. P.S. In your first ever letter, you attached a Milka chocolate bar, which was quite the incentive for keeping up our pen pal relationship, and I wrongly assumed there would be a regular addition to your letters. I think it would be a really classy and symbolic move to send me one more as a final adieu to our writing relationship. Also, they are really quite hard to find here. Okay, now, that is the last you'll ever hear from me, properly this time. Au revoir, Patrick Simmons. Patch. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Scratch that. Chapter 1. I cross out the kisses at the end of my letter because I think it undermines the gravity of what I'm saying. My chair creaks as I lean back and hold the letter up for inspection. Faultless penmanship, as always. I do feel a bit guilty for ending my pen pal relationship with Jean-Pierre, but in order to make room for new relationships in my life, I have to de-weed the ones that aren't bearing fruit. I learned that phrase from one of my mum's self-help books, which I've taken to borrowing on a semi-short-term basis. If you look past the tacky covers, there are some real pearls of wisdom there. It's fascinating how much is applicable to both a divorcee in her mid-40s and a queer 16-year-old, especially as we're both desperately seeking a man. While, of course, seeming to be happy on our own in order to lure them in. Ah, Jean-Pierre. Au revoir. It's worth noting that I have been in love twice before. The first time was with Fred, very charming with neat blonde hair and a penchant for accessories. The problem was that he was an animated character on Scooby-Doo. I appreciate that he was romantically linked with Daphne, but I always felt their chemistry to be somewhat lacking. Fred took charge, which I found very appealing, but now find a bit problematic. And he, alongside Velma, was a large factor of why the gang had such a high success rate when I don't think any of them were formally trained in detective work. The second time was with Josh, who was definitely a real person. But things turned sour when I discovered he was a paid babysitter rather than a 17-year-old genuinely interested in my origami and who weirdly enjoyed enforcing bedtimes. You have to be organised in order to fall in love, so I've given myself a boyfriend deadline. The end of the school year feels much too far away. I'm ready to take the leap now, and I'll get complacent if the deadline's too far in the future. Also, I'm terrible at being patient. So, I've marked in my diary, with a big red heart, the perfect deadline. Prom. Our school doesn't do actual prom, but my drama club puts on a party after the first big show, which everyone calls prom. Apart from Miss Jenkins, who runs it, because she thinks that Americanisms are melting our mind. Which is ridiculous, because America is responsible for such incredible things. Off the top of my head, Kelly Clarkson, The Hollywood Sign, and cereals so sweet they make your teeth shake. I even tried suggesting a big family holiday to America under the guise of political intrigue, but Mum quickly sniffed out it was for the cereals, so we went to Devon instead. Regardless, prom is the perfect time to have a boyfriend.